First of all, answer to your question right there. Do I get a lot of messages in? Yeah, because I'm a catch. Okay? Yeah, right, I'm getting sick of saying that now.
No, I nearly spit my juice out.
Ooh. That would be sick. I'll tell you about the guy that got on me wearing his swing up t-shirt.
No.
Rosie, if I have not told you.
No.
Been going on?
There's been loads going on this week, hasn't it? It seems to be a very busy week. We've been to Penthouse Playrooms Secret Desires event.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, what else have we done? Oh, we did a little collab with G and Tom as well beforehand.
That was hot.
Because they were at the Penthouse Playrooms at the same night. Yes. So we kind of like, do you want to meet beforehand? So
yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then I had a little busy week. And then I'm packing to go to work tomorrow.
Do you have to go?
And I'm getting up at 4 a.m.
Well, you're a trooper
and
because...
it's now 20 to 10 at night.
Yeah, well, hey, it's been earlier than what previously we've done.
It's a good job, seeing as the 4 a.m. wake-up call.
Yeah.
And also, I'm out in Leeds today.
You got spoiled?
Got spoiled.
It's amazing.
Were you in the White Rose? I was like, I've not replied to you yet, but...
She's dodging your DMs. Dodging. But guys, yeah, welcome back to Swing Hub Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we've got a little bit of news for you. Basically, I'll be straight and transparent as possible. We're going to take a little break from the podcast, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot going on lately with the app, trying to get it finalised. Obviously, I've got quite a few work commitments as well. And then, yeah, it's just been a busy, really busy household. And I think it's nice just to take a breather. We've done quite a lot of them now, haven't we?
I think this is... Is this a 20th episode?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. No, you can don't celebrate. Not. You celebrate the 100th.
No, it's definitely not. And you think it's just nice to do them in little seasons as well. Because, to be fair... I'm not going to have anything to talk about come 100th episode.
We had this discussion. We was like, look, end of the day, like, it gets to a point with this lifestyle, you know, there's actually only so much you can really talk about. And, you know, with us being so busy, so one of the reasons for, like, the break as well is obviously, like, Swing Hub is literally launching soon. And we need to be full scale with that. And doing a podcast, it's not the case of sit down having a chat, but all the logistics in the, you know, in the background, it's you've got to film it, you've got to record the audio, you know, we've got to send it off, it's got to be edited.
they don't want to hear excuses.
No, I know they don't. I know they don't.
But I think it's nice because we're just going to focus solely on the app. And then when we come back for season two, we can... chat about the app, how it's going, what's the best bits.
Bring some guests in.
I really want to start bringing guests in. So come September, I think guests definitely 100%.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know. Who do you want to see on the podcast?
Yeah, in the hot seat.
In the hot seat.
And it's either going to be me or you interviewing them.
Ooh.
Who do you want them? Do you want us both to interview them?
How's this fucking setup going to go?
I don't know.
There's not enough room.
No, so maybe I'll kick you out and I'll interview them.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
No, I think we could take it in turns, and
we like to take it in turns anyway, don't we?
Take
baby?
It in turns, tag hey. Team.
Me and Olivia do this thing, right? So it only works with chicks. All right. So what we like to do is get the lady on me in reverse cowgirl, so she's facing the same direction as I am, and Olivia, the little creeper, comes up, sucks on a little something something down there, while I go. Like that. We team it, don't we?
Or tag team the other way when I'm laid down 60,
yeah.
in a 60-90.
Yeah.
And you're then fucking there. I'm like licking your balls and licking.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else we
licking
do.
The clip,
we do
the
double
licking
lick.
The balls,
we do a double licker.
Double licker.
Double hole licker.
Double hole licker.
We're a pair of dirty fuckers, me and you, aren't we?
You always call me something. What do you always call me?
Oh, I called you an asshole creeper. Because you like to lick people's assholes.
It's just easier sometimes if they're getting involved with you or the other guy or whatever scenario it is. It's easier to lick someone's asshole than the pussy.
She eats
the
ass.
He's like, eat the ass. That's it. There's a brilliant video of me eating Jen's ass.
Yeah. Jen, Jen. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, we're going to take a break. How long for? Probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And then what it'll do is just it'll give us time just to basically watch through all our old content, see what we've covered.
Hang on a minute. 2 or 3 weeks. I want this summer off.
Are we doing Instagram? I don't know what's...
Who knows?
Who knows? You'll get updates on Instagram and social media. But, you know, I think it gives us time to recuperate ideas and kind of go, where do we want to take this podcast? How do we make it bigger? How do we make it better? Can we move to a new studio? No? Taking the piss?
That's taking the piss.
Taking the piss, okay.
Then I can't go in my pyjamas. We can. Definitely would then have to be organised if we did a proper studio, not in our house.
Olivia,
I can't be doing a studio environment
Olivia,
at 10 o'clock at night.
Olivia, you are the co-founder of Swing Hub. You can do what the fuck you want. If you wanted to walk in naked, mate, you could walk in anywhere naked.
What, and then be arrested?
It's your company. You can do what the fuck you want.
Yeah, who knows? I like it at home because we can literally just go, right, filming a podcast. Then I can then go now afterwards. You sort all the downloads and I go get my pyjamas on and go get into bed.
Yeah, boy. So what's going on then? We've got a question.
Got question story.
Question story and we'll spin it off that.
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Because I feel like it does happen to us.
Okay.
So yeah, are you listening? Are you good?
I am all ears. Are you comfortable? I am all ears.
So this is from a lady who messaged me on Instagram. So here we go. Me and my husband have just started venturing into solo meets. After having lots of experience with clubs, couples, I have a meet tomorrow with a new guy who we have played with together as a three, and I'm so excited but nervous. One thing I can't shake is the fact I feel bad that he has not found anyone to play with separately yet. Whilst we are very stable and grounded, it's me who feels bad. I have encouraged him to meet others. He is on apps and things as a solo male. My question is really, have you and Gage had situations where perhaps things are moving quicker for one of you rather than the other? And how did you work through that? I will add, he's very, very much excited for the fact I'm going to do my own thing, but it's me who feels like I'm doing something wrong and suppose it's guilt.
Okay. Gauge your breakdown time. Gauge your breakdown time. I've got answers.
Yeah.
I've got answers to your questions.
Yeah.
So she's going solo.
They've agreed to go solo. Yeah.
Sick. She's getting quite a lot of offers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's been left in the dark.
Whether he's acted on it
or...
He's getting no app notifications
beeping down, is he? That's it.
Who knows? Where, I don't know whether he's been actively looking or he's just on there.
Nope. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Just let me just do this breakdown. Let me finish it off. But she feels guilty that she's getting a lot of attention and he's not getting much.
She feels guilty that she's now organised a meet with a guy, but he's not organising anything. He's not actively, like, he's on apps, but he's not actively looking to organise anything as of yet.
Check this. First and foremost, right, if you and your partner do decide to go play solo and then venture on different apps and all that good stuff, the woman will always, hands down, get meets. Why? Because guys are saturating the lifestyle, the apps, all that good stuff. There's more single guys on apps and websites than there is women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your husband, the husband, that obviously is like, what about my fair share, has to compete. It's just one of them things. It's not your fault. It's not because of how you look or anything like that. It's just you are fighting with probably 500 other guys in your area to try and play with this woman that's local.
But also, what I've taken from that is he's not actively going out and trying either. And
if you don't catch a rod, you won't catch a fish.
But she feels like, I feel like from that message, I feel like she's got a meet set up and she feels like he needs a meet set up as well because she's feeling guilty about having the meet set up and he hasn't got anything in the pipeline, for instance. But then also...
Not having it.
How many people message you asking to hook up compared to how many people actually ask me to hook up? And do I actively go out of my way to message people and find people for me to meet personally, or do you do most of the messaging and find people to meet?
Right, first and foremost, let's have this question. Let's have this out, me and you, right now. First of all, answer to your question right there, do I get a lot of messages in? Yeah, because I'm a catch, okay? Right, I'm getting sick of saying that now.
No, I nearly spit my juice out.
You normally spit anything out that goes in your mouth anyway. Did the light just... Were you lighting issue there?
Oh. Spooky.
Oh, it just went dim all of a sudden. So I actually don't go out actively looking for other women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of my new status...
Celebrity status, somebody else.
Somebody come check on this. Somebody come check this out. Right. Guess what? First time ever for me today, I was somebody's celebrity crush. Celebrity crush. I've been on like 3 TV shows and a couple of newspapers, do this podcast and just do social media.
You're like,
but
I'm a Z-list.
I'm not even a Z-lister.
Not even a Z-lister.
I'm the guy behind the biffa binge trying to get in.
You're just my plus one, aren't you?
I'm sure plus one. But I got called a celebrity today. I got on par with Danny Dyer. She went, oh, you and Danny Dyer together. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'll take it.
Boost his ego even more, please.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't go out, you know, I don't see a woman's Instagram profile and I'm like, hey, you're hot. Literally, because of my new status, women message me now.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're very approachable. They've seen Open House. They know how approachable we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if they take my interest, I will talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never go out and be like, actively go, hey, I'm free on this date. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? If I was going to do that, we have this deal, me and you, that because obviously you fly, that if I was going to do something, I plan it when you fly. Mm-hmm. Because obviously I appreciate our time together, baby.
Oh.
I don't want to be leaving you to go out having fun. I like it when, you know, if I'm just at home on my own.
Yeah, lonely. Without me.
There you go, back. Don't stop sucking his dick, all right? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I think maybe also they're in the same scenario as us, is they're just working out the dynamics of the solo meets and she's got one lined up.
Can I just say something about us getting requests? And what is frustrating?
What?
Is, obviously, people online want to play with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. But these newbies, and it's not their fault, they don't understand the etiquette, but half of them, they'll message through an Instagram, which is private,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like, send you a long message. And you're like, do you know what? If you just sent me lots of face pictures of you both, maybe we could have made a start.
You know what I look like, you know what you look like. And then they're like, do you fancy chatting some more? Like,
we're gonna live around the corner, do you wanna chat some more? I'm like, I don't know, bro.
What do you look like?
Who are you? I don't know you.
But yeah, I think maybe as well, because they're just venturing into solo meets, maybe he wants to get that first one under the belt because she's already obviously got the planned meet already. And see how he feels and see how she feels rather than organising a meet for them both in that sense.
Do you know what I would
just
do?
Just like kind of like...
No, do you know what I would do? Because if he's literally struggling to get a solo meet, I would meet another couple
mm-hmm.
and do a separate room swap.
Yeah.
Or book two different hotels
mm-hmm.
and then kind of, you know, you'll go off doing drinks, you're like, yeah, and then go off separately together because finding a single lady... It's hard enough. It's really hard.
But I just think also, like, what I'm getting to is she feels guilty about him not having a meet lined up. But there's plenty of time where, like, you'll have, like, loads of meets lined up or you're talking to loads of people. I'm not talking to anyone. But then it could be that I'm talking to someone and we've, like, kind of, like... I've then met quite a few people or we've met people as couples. It's kind of like... very varied, isn't it?
It's all waves and roundabouts.
It is waves and roundabouts, and I think it's not all, if you're going on a meet, then I have to go on a meet. It doesn't work like that, and I think if you think that you need to have you both going on a meet, like you says, go on a couple swap, kind of different room swap scenario.
Yeah.
If you want to have the meet at the same time.
Yeah. If you know, if you find another couple that's looking for the same thing, you can mm-hmm. you can be like, oh, well, we're a couple looking for the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go out as a foursome together. You could just be like, oh, I'll tell you what, you know, I've arranged to go for drinks here and she's arranged to go for drinks there. Why don't you go meet each other and then just go off to your separate hotel mm-hmm. rooms and then just you can check on each other.
Yeah.
It can work like that. You still get probably the same excitement mm-hmm. doing that than you would actually going out on a meet on your own while your partner's at home.
Definitely. And I think it comes to, like, this has come up before, hasn't it? Kind of like, well, it's not fair if you're getting some and I'm not. And it's definitely not, if you're feeling that way, that's definitely not the right mindset to be in. I think you should be excited that your partner's getting to have that experience, excited for the little stories that they're going to tell you when they come back. And excited for, like, the reclaimy kind of...
Yeah.
I always call it reclaim. You're like, it's not reclaim.
It is. It's reclaim, reconnect.
Reconnecting.
Yeah.
Like, sex. So I definitely think, don't be guilty about it.
No, don't ever feel guilty. At the end of the day, you both had a conversation that mm-hmm. you wanted to do this.
And you wanted to explore separately.
The thing is, that is it, yeah. Women will always get more attention than what guys will. But there's other ways of kind of the guy... with a little mm-hmm. support with his wife, can actually experience
and
that.
And like we talked about before, that we did that for the first time at a club. We went off separately at Townhouse, didn't we?
That was
a completely new experience after all these years.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I think it boosted my confidence a little bit as well, just doing stuff separately at a club, because I do rely on you a lot at clubs, I think.
Should we make a new deal where if we go to clubs, we kind of...
Have to separate.
We you know, we do the rounds, we have the conversations, and then, you know, if we're separate conversations,
mm-hmm.
that's it. And if I find you getting froggy down in,
I want to join in.
I want to join. I'm like, hey, that's like... Ligia. Who are all these guys?
That was so funny. When we went to Penthouse Playrooms, and it was obviously the Secret Desires event, and they wanted to do a wet t-shirt competition.
Mm.
So I knew because we brought some white swing hub t-shirts, so we put them in the dungeons in one of the treasure trophy things, chests.
What?
The treasure trove. I don't know. It's a chest, the massive chest in the dungeon. Yeah. Don't know why I just called it a treasure trove.
Okay.
Never mind, moving on. And it was so funny because Paul, one of the
organizers yeah.
was kind of like, I need to find my wife to help me, like, hand out this these t-shirts. I need to, like, where is she? And she was actually getting herself
dick down, wasn't she?
Dick down. I don't know if she was full on dick down in the playroom. He was like, oh, there you are. So yeah. It's nice because they go off separately.
Yeah, I think it just gives you more freedom in clubs to kind of
just explore a bit.
It's kind of like, because I know, like, we've been in that situation. I don't know if we've actually spoken about this, but because we are now. Like, obviously, I know there's women that are interested in me mm-hmm. and the husbands are happy for me to be the third in the mix. But, you know, knowing what you like, I know you wouldn't be interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the case. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm excited to go play, but you're like, no, it's not for me. So it's like, well, then I'm not going to go play because you're mm-hmm. not interested in them.
Yeah.
But it could be vice versa as well. Like, the people that you spoke to on Saturday at Secret Desires... You know, next time that party comes back around, you could be like, yeah, I remember you guys. Yeah. And then kind of get that conversation picked up. But sometimes I think with you is that people are scared to ask you.
Yeah. And I think that's why you get a lot more DMs than me.
Yeah.
To be fair, we've been getting a lot of couple requests, haven't we? Like you said.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I've seen you and Olivia, you and me, you and Olivia, third person. Would you like to... you'd be our ideal type kind of thing. So it's not as much single guys messaging anymore. It's like purely couples, isn't it? Yeah. They're wanting us to like...
Women as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your DMs have kind of gone really weird. How it used to be like single guys and it's couples and now it's like women.
Literally women, like...
Like...
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see, yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
How it's a lot of people have seen us.
But going back to clubs, sometimes I think what you need to do, and I know you wouldn't because you're shit scared of doing it, is turn around and go in, do you want to fuck? Or do you want to keep talking? That's what you need to do because people are like, oh yeah, I want to fuck. I definitely want to fuck.
In myself, I just can't and I don't know why.
Yeah, but if you were just talking to them out of politeness and they asked you and there wasn't your type, you'd be like, okay, let's go.
Gage.
I'd be like, no, it serves you right. It serves you right because you should have said no. Sorry.
You're not going to be my wing woman?
No.
Wing man?
No, I'm too busy flicking the hair back of eating the chicken wings at the van out of Penthouse
Playrooms. Oh my God, them chicken
let's talk
wings.
About this. Let's talk about this. Penthouse Playrooms, that food van. I know we spoke about it before. Fire.
Yeah, we had chicken wings, didn't we? To be fair, like, yeah, well needed. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why the fuck did we leave Penthouse at 4 o'clock in the morning? And we want.
It was like 20 past four in the morning.
We had that
wasn't
one
it?
Little bit of a play with that couple and single girl.
Yeah.
And then that was it. But then we were talking.
We were just talking to everybody outside, wasn't we? We kind of went outside and then
if,
we were
if
just
you see us at Penthouse Playrooms in the future, right? And it's 2 o'clock. If anything past 2 o'clock, do not talk to us. We need to go to sleep. We need to sleep, guys.
We need our beauty sleep.
That were a tough drive home.
Yeah. We had to call at Wendy's, didn't we, on the way home?
Yeah, fire as well.
Yeah, you had Wendy's. Yeah.
Nah, I'm joking about the 2 a.m. thing, but yeah. Please don't.
Kick you out. It's like, please leave.
Yeah. Please don't talk to me.
But yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed this little season of podcast making and just chatting shit with you.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
We should roll back the funniest parts of season one. Yeah?
You're doing a little montage.
A little montage. Guys, here's a montage. The first ever podcast for Swing Hub.
Are you excited?
I'm not excited, but I'm also not like shitting myself at the same time. I don't know. It depends how are people really going to take it.
Yeah, of us just talking like gobbledygook.
Well, everyone loves you anyway. Yeah. But then they might look at me and they'll be like, oh my God, he's a bit funny looking, he's a bit...
No, there's quite a lot of people that like you as well. You
I am
it.
A catch. I am a catch.
You just like setting that up, wasn't you? Oh yeah. My God, I fell for it.
Yeah, I'm a catch. My turn.
Ready?
Right. If odds are 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. If we get the same number, mm-hmm. I'll get Swing Hub tattooed along my dick.
Along your dick?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've got plenty of dick. I've got plenty of dick. Tell him, Lily, it's not about the size. Tell him what you tell me.
It's just about how you use it.
Tell him what you...
You're perfect
Yours
for me.
Yours fits perfect for me. It's fine.
Okay.
Right, for me. Ready?
For you.
3, 2, 1, 4. I nearly got a tattoo on my dick. I'll do my own introduction.
Okay, that's
Hi,
fine.
Hi, I'm Gage, a mediocre guy that just gets by. I'm fully supportive of my wife, sister wife, who totally runs everything and the show. And I'm the guy in the background that no one notices. Can you play some upsetting music behind this? Can you do that? Teardrops, everything. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm not really here. Sometimes when we have sex, I feel like you think of other people.
That's because I do.
Hey, if you wanted to be sneaky about it, right? I'm not condoning this behavior whatsoever, but it just put a thought into my head. If you wanted to be really sneaky, grab a phone, go on TikTok. Wait a minute, I finished. Go on TikTok and then just type in loads of swinging words and watch loads of swinging content. And next time she's on TikTok, that's all it'll show.
Because of the algorithm.
Because of the algorithm.
You're a psycho.
I'm a psycho.
And it's not about being unsatisfied. And like you says, like, we have the most... We were always, like, dirty vanillas beforehand. Mm-hmm. Before, like, we got into the lifestyle, we always had, like, this amazing sex life. And it wasn't about that for us because, like, the best bit about us swinging is the after effects of the swinging as well. So it's kind of like, it's really not the case is not being satisfied in the bedroom and not being happy and, like, having a boring sex life. That's not the case at all. It's all, it's, like, just about... the whole experience and getting to kind of like live them desires and fantasies. And if you've got kinks, you can share it with your partner and be really open and honest about it, really.
Can you remember when we went to our first chic event and we was on the bed playing with a couple of people, but the next bed next to us, there were a woman getting absolutely dicked down, but it sounded like she was getting murdered, bro. She was like screaming, like, help, help. I'm not saying screaming
she
help, but she was like, help, help.
She was like really, really loud. And we just like, oh.
Like we was like, everybody stop what they're doing. There were people from the bar rushing in thinking someone getting attacked. And she's just like loving life. And some guy's like that, pow, pow, pow. She's like,
No, because the plan was to meet at the train station. Alice would come in at our car and we would play our little game of hot or not.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't show that, did they?
No. Oh, so hot or not, for everybody listening, if you don't know what it is, me and Olivia, when we go on little journeys, if we're in the car, we play this game called Hot or Not. And what it is, when you're driving in one direction and then you see somebody walking in the same direction, you see the back of them, and we have to say hot or not if they're the caliber of somebody that we'd play with. And you've only got a couple of seconds and you've got to judge it from the back of the person. So you kind of go hot, no, no, yeah, no, hot, yeah, hot, hot, hot. And then you kind of go, no. Chin chin.
Chin chin. On our holly bobs.
Guys, welcome back to the special episode of the Swingle podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we are here at Temptation Grand Meachie's. Ta-da!
Yes, in the Dominican Republic.
In the Dominican Republic.
As well as TikToks, as well as Instagram.
What do you think is the best way?
So I personally think, even though we didn't do it, I really think going to a club and just experiencing, just going and not doing anything. Because I think it's so hard to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to meet people online. And I think just getting like people together in a, like a smaller group setting, or just like meeting people, messaging them. You could be messaging them for weeks and weeks before you can organize something. Because everybody's got busy lives. Before you could organise a weekend, you know that if you go to a club, you could go on any Saturday night to a club. So if you're like talking about it and you're like, right, let's do it this weekend, you can get yourself to one of the clubs and just basically chat to people. Everybody's like, I need a wee before anything
starts.
That's
what I'm saying. What if I'm busting for a wee and I get dragged by them seven women? Remember the seven women that are lifting me up? That's happening at Pure. That's actually going to happen at Pure. Oh my God.
Gage, Gage, Gage.
I need a wee.
My thing is, you are enough. And I think it's nothing about your marriage or your relationship that you've created or this journey that you've been on together for the past 6 years. I think that's all valid. But I just think, like you said before, adding that little spark and that excitement, and it's back to the honeymoon phase again, and it's igniting something you're just not... A lot of the time when you're in a marriage, in a relationship, and you've been together for so long, you do sail. You're sailing through life, you work, family commitments, friends, like hobbies.
Children
you,
and all
children,
that.
Children, like everything. You are just like, you're kind of just on a, like a treadmill, isn't it?
Well,
you kind
yeah,
of just
it's a
like,
cycle of life, isn't it? You posted a really good video the other day on your Instagram. We both watched it. And it was this, she must have been a sex therapist, mm-hmm. On a podcast. And what she pretty much said was, you know, people that are married, you know, that have sex, sex can, you know, when you've been together such a long time, sex with your partner doesn't become exciting. It's not that thing of like where you go, you get the jitters and the butterflies and stuff. You just know how each other work and you kind of, you know, the type of sex you have. Yeah, the sex feels good and yeah, it's enjoyable and it's fun. Mm-hmm. But when you introduce, and what she said, when you introduce a third or a fourth, that's where this big euphoric explosion happens, because you go back to that point of like when you were teenagers again going, holy shit, this is something
like
new.
Something new, it's something exciting. Oh my God, we need to...
Jinx, jinx again. All right. Because she was in the orgy. So the way Open House is filmed, what you see is not how it happened when we filmed it.
No.
Because when you was actually in that orgy with Kirsty and Tom, I was actually in a threesome as a solo guy with another couple.
Yeah.
With Katie and Dan that same night. I remember, you know...
We crossed paths.
I came out all flustered and sweating, putting in a shift. You came out all ready to go.
And you're like, where are you going?
Where are you going? You was like, I'm going to an orgy. Where are you going? And I was like, you're going to an orgy? And I was like, to produce, like, can I get on this orgy? Dude was like, no, you've kind of done your bit. You have to go back to your bunker bin. So I was fuming over that. So you had an orgy while I were playing solo.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. I'm going to miss season one. Do you know
you're
what?
You're literally going to like have to replay. You know what? I'm a catch. You know what? I'm a catch. You know what? I'm a catch. You know what? I'm a catch.
It is. And do you know what? I think it's... do you know what? We're crying over something so silly. It's like we're taking a break for like 2 to 3 weeks. That's it. I don't know what you're going to do on your Sundays, but...
I know. We've just literally told one of our friends. We were like, I think we're going to like just have a little break, focus on the app. And then come back with literally so we can start talking about the app. And she's like, what am I going to do on my Sundays now?
Yeah.
It's like literally routine.
But I think it's also the case that, you know, when we come back, guess what? Swingham's going to be alive. It's going to be full of beans. It's going to be, you know, the app to use.
Yeah. And just like basically I think our next season will be like a lot of about the Swing Club app and just about all the features and the... benefits of using it.
I wonder. I'd love to know who were like the first people to meet off the Swing Up app.
Ooh.
That would be sick. Did I tell you about the guy that got a meet wearing his Swing Up t-shirt?
No.
Brozy, if I've not told you.
No.
Mate, check this. Some guy was wearing, he was posting the, it was in the gym wearing his Swing Up t-shirt. Someone knew, a lady knew what Swing Up is.
Yeah.
And... basically, dropped him a DM. She went, oh, are you into this? Because I follow the Gage and Liam and watch the podcast. And he was like, yeah, yeah. Brother hooked up and did the deed.
No way.
Wearing a Swing Hub t-shirt, bro.
So Swing Hub t-shirts to the gym is the new
That's the way
pineapple.
It goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swinghubstore.com. Get yours now.
Get yours
get
now.
Guaranteed to get laid. Terms and conditions apply.
And then, also, if you are not... oh, I'm trying to say it. Not open in the lifestyle, but you still want to support it. Swing Hub, it's a golfing store.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Back to you, if you know, you know. But it's a very good little...
yeah, yeah. Merch side, I know we've probably got some new products coming out, just expanding it.
Yeah. The white t-shirts went down really,
white
really
t-shirts,
well.
White t-shirts, all that good. So I don't want to go in too much because I don't want other people copying what we're doing. So, yeah. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, peace out.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, next time you see us on your screens, we'll have an app. We'll be good to go. And yeah.
The future's looking bright.
Baby, thank you for season one. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for watching us, guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.